The electronic locking device issue has been a strong issue for our industry the last several months, and the Georgia General Assembly has taken notice of this. They issued two resolutions, one in the House and one in the Senate, to push back on Congress and to push back on the regulatory agency that's managing this program at the federal level. We know that the impact for our industry is substantial when it comes to moving livestock and fresh products. The cost of doing business in these new regulatory environment is going to be substantially higher if you can find the drivers to get the work done. There's some estimate showing that the transportation of cattle is going to go from $3.50 a mile up to $7 plus a mile if these regulations stay as they are. So we're excited to see the General Assembly take action on trying to send a signal to Congress about what these impacts are, because it's not just agriculture. It's the impact to the rural communities that we need our state to have and to thrive. And I would encourage our neighboring states to take similar action to send this message to Congress as well.